engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste, to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at that moment that the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who have believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children, forever." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, again, Thanksgiving blessings to all of you. You know I have a proclamation here, but I'll read it after communion, a proclamation from the President of the United States for this Thanksgiving Day. Every Thanksgiving, the President issues a beautiful message. And this Thanksgiving in particular is the 400th anniversary of that 1620 two-month voyage of the Pilgrims landing there on the Mayflower in Plymouth, Massachusetts, 400 years ago. And what a journey it was, 2 months crossing that ocean. You know, they got here, but half of them did not survive, half of them. The courage that was needed, the sacrifice that was made. And then, of course, a year later in 1621, they had a bountiful harvest, and after gathering that in, they had the first Thanksgiving celebration. They came here, they endured that risk, that sacrifice, that kind of loss, because they were determined to seek freedom. They wanted to govern themselves. They wanted the right to practice their faith the way that they were convinced was right in the sight of God. This is what motivated them. And it's what motivates us today to give thanks. It's what motivates us today to sing in our hearts that great hymn called the Magnificat, that comes from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, as we just read, and that the church prays every night in evening prayer. My soul glorifies the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones. Who are the mighty? Those that pay more attention to their own strength and don't realize that it is the lowly, it is the poor, it is those dependent on God, who know that he is their only security. They are the ones to whom attention has to be given. The world does not revolve around those who, in the eyes of this world, are mighty. That's not what God pays most attention to. He has lifted up the lowly. This is what the Lord does, starting with the most lowly of all. Who are the most lowly of all? Who are the most dependent? Who are the most at risk? Who are the most feeble? Who are the most in need of our attention? Who are the most easily forgotten? Well, they're the people that are in the first 9 months of their lives. They're the children, so small that they're still in the womb, so dependent that they're still inside their moms. Those are the ones most dependent that we need to give thanks for first. In fact, they don't know yet how much they have to be thankful for. They don't know yet about their lives. So we have to give thanks to God for them, that He called them out of nothingness despite the fact that they didn't ask for it or earn it. But there they are. And they are indeed the ones that deserve our most attention and protection. He has filled the hungry with good things. Remember the Beatitudes. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness. They will be satisfied. And so we thank God for the faith, for the grace we have in Jesus Christ, for the fact that we can claim righteousness, not by any merit of our own, but we have Jesus Christ. We have His blood that was shed for us. We have His word that we just read from. We have access to salvation and eternal life by faith. For this we give great and tremendous thanks, because there are so many still who do not know the name of Christ, who do not know the gospel of Christ. We do, not because we're better. And so we have more reason to give thanks. We give thanks for all the trials through which He has led us and those who have gone before us, those who founded this country, those who fought, suffered, gave their lives for the freedoms that those pilgrims exactly 400 years ago risked in order to come here. We give thanks for all of them, all of those who offer themselves to us in any kind of service, whether it's military service, healthcare professionals, law enforcement officers, clergy. We give thanks to all those that devote themselves to our service in every profession. We give thanks, furthermore, in the spirit in which so many in the gospel passages where Jesus did healings, for example, in Mark's gospel, we read about Him freeing the man who was possessed by demons, and then the man wanted to follow Him, and He said, no, go tell your family how much the Lord has done for you. And He went out and He proclaimed it all over the place. Thanksgiving leads to testimony. When we are grateful to God for gifts that we've received, we want to tell other people about them. Why? So that they can praise the goodness of the same God. Those who are thankful to God want to increase the chorus of those who are giving thanks to God. And so thanksgiving, blessing and thanksgiving lead to testimony. And brothers and sisters, that is a powerful way of giving thanks to the Lord. Give testimony to others. Here in our ministry at Priests for Life, we have a beautiful outreach, in fact, the world's largest, to those who have suffered from abortion. So many have made that, I don't even want to call it a choice, because they were so pressured into it. They were desperate. They weren't acting out of freedom. They were acting out of despair. And they made the terrible mistake of abortion, the tragic mistake. And they went to the Lord afterwards, after realizing the mistake they had made, asked His forgiveness, found His forgiveness. We give thanks today for that forgiveness in all of our lives. And then, brothers and sisters, what so many of them did and are doing today was followed the example of this, not only man who had been healed, but following the instruction of our Lord to go and share the testimony. And they tell others their story. This is Silent No More. Check it out at silentnomore.com. But the Silent No More campaign throughout the world gives a voice to all those who have been through abortion. And we're not just talking about the mom, but the dad, the family members, everybody suffers. even those who work in the abortion facilities and then changed their mind and asked forgiveness for what they did and came to the Lord. People who have gone through this speak out their testimony. Look how merciful God has been. And these people in Silent No More actually stand up in public rallies and say, I had an abortion and this is what happened to me. This is the pain I endured, but this is the mercy and healing I found in Christ. And now I want to tell other people that if you're locked in that sin and shame and sorrow, there is hope, there is salvation. Turn to the same Lord and be lifted up. Find the same blessing I found. Have in your heart the same song of thanksgiving that I have now. This is the purpose of testimony. We want to get others to sing that same song of thanksgiving that we are able to sing in our hearts. And we, brothers and sisters, today I want to speak on behalf of our nation, the United States of America, and I want to say this, that we in the United States want the rest of the world to sing a song of thanksgiving similar to the one that we have reason to sing today for the blessings He has bestowed upon this nation in the last 4 years especially. We have reason to give thanks for what has been, first of all, a historic response to this worldwide pandemic and the progress that has been made, the smart, decisive, historic mobilization, greater than anything we've done since the Second World War, in bringing together all of government, all of the private sector, businesses cooperating with federal agencies and state governments. And the lives that have been saved are countless. This pandemic, which has brought so much havoc this year, nevertheless, has been addressed in such a way that millions have been saved. As bad as it has been, we give thanks today that we averted a much greater disaster had we not been able to mobilize under the leadership of our president. The private and the public sector, the things that were done were absolutely heroic. We were all working in the dark. Nobody had a crystal ball. Nobody knew the things we even know today about this virus, this China virus. And yet, brothers and sisters, we can give thanks today for the lives that were saved, for the people that have been healed, for the therapeutics that are being developed still, and for the quick and decisive actions taken by so many of our leaders. Secondly, we can give thanks for the strength that our economy has shown. Even now, after the worst of this pandemic, our economy here in America has bounced back like never before, because prior to the pandemic, it was the strongest it had ever been. The strongest, most inclusive economy ever brought about under our president. The most inclusive in the sense that new jobs and new businesses were brought to the minority community in record numbers, unemployment at its lowest levels among our African American and Hispanic and Asian brothers and sisters, and in fact across the board, and the highest median income increase ever, and the greatest numbers of jobs being given to our fellow Americans, even though so many have to struggle still in the aftermath of this pandemic. We are still climbing out of this mess. But brothers and sisters, we have reason to give thanks. We have reason to give thanks that the damaging and unfair trade agreements that our nation had gotten into because of failed leadership in the past were replaced by far better ones that are now keeping jobs and businesses right here at home where they belong, and at the same time opening the way for fraternal collaboration with our brothers and sisters in other countries. We can be happy and thankful about that today, again, under the leadership of President Donald Trump. We can be thankful and grateful for the development of greater security in our nation. And we want all nations to have this as well, that our border has never been more secure. And we thank the Lord for that. That 500,000 criminals who were not supposed to be in our country in the first place are no longer here. 20,000 violent gang members are no longer menacing our communities, our churches, our children, our streets, our playgrounds, our parks. 20,000 violent gang members under the leadership of this president have been taken out of this country. Thousands of drug cartel organizations have been dismantled under the leadership of this president. The scourge of drugs, the progress that has been made against the opioid epidemic, we give thanks for that progress. We give thanks for things like the right to try, when people who previously had no access to life-saving medications because they did not qualify for the clinical trials, now, thanks to this president's leadership, have access to that, and it is saving lives. We give thanks for reforms that have been introduced for price transparency, that we will now have, and we will soon have, the lowest drug prices that we have ever had. We give thanks for these things. We give thanks for the removal of so many burdensome government regulations. Thanks again to President Donald Trump. We no longer have the burden of these government regulations. People who want to start small businesses can focus on growing those businesses instead of having to be paying all kinds of regulatory fees and figuring out all kinds of adaptations they have to make to correspond to all these regulations. We give thanks for the better treatment of our veterans. We give thanks to the veterans themselves. We recently had Veterans Day. We give thanks for the fact that now some 9,000 people who were employed in the Veterans Administration, but who were not serving our veterans well, who were doing a terrible job, and under the failed leadership of the past, could not be removed, have been removed. And we also have VA Choice making medical attention more quickly and easily accessible for our veterans. Again, all thanks to the leadership of this president and his team. We can go on and talk about how our military has been strengthened, how we are much better able to protect ourselves in the international arena, how we are no longer being taken advantage of by, for example, our friends in NATO who were not paying their fair share of expenses for defense until President Trump stepped up to the plate and said, you need to pay your fair share. And in many other ways, arrangements where our country was being taken advantage of. Listen, we have friends throughout the world. We want to strengthen and deepen those friendships. But nobody should be allowing their nation to be taken advantage of. And thank God we've had a leader who shows us how to stand up against that. We thank God for the corruption being exposed and eliminated step by step, gradually and painfully, but nevertheless, truly, a president who's able to shine a moral light against the corruption in government. We're thankful in the United States of America that we have a president who wasn't a politician, who didn't learn how to get his mind all warped and contorted into ways that justify by all kinds of words, although after you hear the words, you don't really know what they said, and is able to promise all kinds of things, fake politicians who are able to promise all kinds of things and never deliver on their promises. We give thanks that we have a leader who will make a promise that is in clear and plain language, you can understand it, and then he fulfills it. And in fact, he fulfills more promises than he makes. We give thanks for that today. We give thanks for the elimination from our world of the ISIS caliphate. President Trump got rid of it completely and destroyed the world's two top leading terrorists, plotting harm against our homeland and against our military. Soleimani and al-Baghdadi eliminated from the face of the earth. Threats against terrorism eliminated. That's a reason to give thanks, brothers and sisters. It's a reason to give thanks for what has been done for our brothers and sisters in Israel. And I know we have various Jewish viewers here, and we give thanks for what has happened with Israel. We know the capital of Israel in Jerusalem, and finally, after decades of promises but not carried out, the capital, the embassy was moved there, and sovereignty over the Golan Heights was recognized, and peace accords, historic peace accords, were entered into between Israel and several other Arab nations, and others are lining up to do the same. We give thanks furthermore for religious freedom. 400 years ago, those pilgrims who came over on that two-month journey, again, half of them didn't survive. Why did they undertake all that? They wanted freedom of religion. And we give thanks today that our freedom of religion is being protected more and more, and that's because of the commitment of this president, Donald J. Trump, to enable us to go deeply into the spirit of America, deeply into the spirit that brought about the first Thanksgiving. Namely, we want to be able to worship God, govern ourselves in such a way that we enjoy that freedom of worship. Under past failed leadership in this country, religious freedom was oppressed by those who apparently have forgotten what the Constitution means and have erased our history. We give thanks that this president has defended and continues to defend the freedom of religion, of the clergy, of students to pray in school and speak up on campus for their faith, and the clergy to speak out in the pulpit, and faith-based groups not to face unnecessary hurdles in carrying out their mission, and those who work overseas and in the relationships that we enter into with other countries, that religious freedom may be a key priority. That's what this president is doing. The right to life, the advancement of the protection of conscience, protection of healthcare professionals that don't want to be involved in abortion. We can give thanks for that today. Billions, not millions, billions of dollars of our tax money now, thanks to Donald J. Trump, protected from going to the child-killing business of Planned Parenthood and other businesses that kill babies. This is reason to give thanks today. There's reason to give thanks today because of our courts, brothers and sisters. Because we who worship God, we who worship God in this liturgy, understand that there is one supreme ruler and that the Supreme Court of the United States is subject to the Supreme Court of Jesus Christ. And that judges are not lawmakers. And we give thanks for not dozens, but hundreds of judges that have been placed in the courts now in America that understand the original and true purpose and role of the judge. Lord, we can go on and on all day long giving reasons for thanksgiving here in the United States of America. We are living in a blessed time, brothers and sisters. We give thanks for all these things. Now, one thing we need to pray for on this Thanksgiving Day is that we be protected from giving thanks for the wrong things, for thinking or somehow looking down on the accomplishments that I have listed, and somehow giving thanks for, well, for example, our candidate did well in the election, and when meanwhile that candidate is against religious freedom, against the protection of life, in favor of killing babies and having you pay for it, in favor of destroying our economy, our military, our borders, our constitution, our courts. Some people give thanks for the wrong things. And when you give thanks, for example, for, quote, leaders who do the opposite of the things that are for the common good, the opposite of the great progress that we have made in these last few years, let me say it as plainly and clearly as I can. That kind of thanksgiving is blasphemy. When we give thanks to God for more freedom to kill babies, that thanksgiving is offensive to God. That thanksgiving is pouring guilt on our head, deepening us into sin, putting our salvation at risk, and is highly offensive to the Almighty. And it's offensive to our fellow Americans and our fellow brothers and sisters in the church as well. To give thanks for policies and people who would restrict the very freedom that the pilgrims came here to find in the first place, that kind of thanksgiving is blasphemy. No. You see, it's not just giving thanks. Today, the call that we have is not just to give thanks to God for the things we like. That's not the idea. Authentic thanksgiving means giving thanks to God for the things that glorify Him, correspond to His will, implement the values of His kingdom, and protect the good of our brothers and sisters, not our self-interest. And so we, as we celebrate this Mass, let's submit our thanksgiving itself to the Lord and say, Lord, purify my thanksgiving. Let me rejoice in the things that are good. Let me reject the things that are bad. And Lord, bless our fellow citizens, because there are some, and this is my final point now, who have failed to recognize the greatest president that we've ever had. They have failed to give thanks for the greatest and strongest leadership our country has ever had. They have failed because they missed it. Archbishop Fulton Sheen used to say, the greatest tragedy in life is not what we suffer, it's what we miss. There are actually those in our country who miss the obvious fact that we've got the greatest president that we ever had. They missed it. It's pathetic. And we pray for them that they be rescued from that darkness. Such deep darkness. Lord, let us recognize the good that you have brought into our world. Let us recognize the new freedom that you have given us. We in America, and I hope in many other countries you're finding the same thing, have finally broken free from the establishment politicians. We elected a non-politician, free he who has given power back to the American people. I have news for you. You know how we're going to exercise that thanksgiving? We're not letting that power go. Not for 1 minute, not for 1 second. So thank you, Lord. Our hearts join with those of Mary in that Magnificat. You have cast down the mighty from their thrones. Those wicked, establishment, corrupt, lying, deceiving politicians, you have cast down the mighty from their thrones. You have lifted up the lowly. You have filled the hungry with good things, because we are hungry for life. We are hungry for freedom. We are hungry for prosperity. Thank you, Lord, for the blessings given to America. Thank you for the blessings given to the whole world. Let us continue in that attitude of thanksgiving in this Mass and throughout our lives. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.